Is the Bridgerweight division really necessary? Article by Tough Glove Boxing. The introduction of the WBC Bridgerweight division in 2020 sparked considerable debate within the boxing community. This new weight class, spanning 200 to 224 pounds, is seen by some as an attempt to protect smaller heavyweights from the enormous size of today's behemoths. But with the cruiserweight division already covering fighters up to 200 pounds, many wonder if the Bridgerweight division is truly necessary or just a money-making move by boxing's sanctioning bodies. Recently, Deontay Wilder, former WBC heavyweight champion and one of the sport's most dangerous punchers, was reportedly offered a shot at the WBC Bridgerweight title. This news reignited the debate: is Bridgerweight a vital addition to boxing, or are sanctioning bodies like the WBC simply capitalizing on opportunities to generate more sanctioning fees and profits? Deontay Wilder's journey in heavyweight boxing. To understand Wilder's potential move to Bridgerweight, we must first look at his rise and fall in the heavyweight division. Deontay Wilder's entry into the heavyweight scene was explosive. Known for his devastating right hand and a knockout ratio that earned him the nickname the Bronze Bomber, Wilder rose through the ranks with an unbeaten streak. In 2015, he won the WBC heavyweight title by defeating Bermain Stivern, a title he defended 10 times over 5 years. Wilder's ferocious power made him a feared champion, but technical flaws in his style were exposed during his trilogy with Tyson Fury. After their first fight ended in a controversial draw, Wilder suffered back-to-back losses to Fury, with their second fight in February 2020 marking the end of his reign as heavyweight champion. Wilder's two defeats to Fury were characterized by dominance on Fury's part, where his superior boxing skill and physicality overwhelmed the American knockout artist. In the wake of those losses, many questioned what was next for Wilder. Could he regain his heavyweight title? Or would a move to Bridgerweight, where the competition is lighter and he wouldn't face the massive size of modern heavyweights like Fury, Zhili Zhang, Bacol, and Jared Miller, be a better option? The case for Bridgerweight. The Bridgerweight division was introduced by the WBC as a solution to the increasing size disparity among heavyweights. Fighters in the modern era like Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua can weigh anywhere between 240 to 270 pounds, making it tough for smaller heavyweights in the 200 to 220 pound range to compete. The argument in favor of Bridgerweight is that it creates a safer, more competitive environment for fighters like Wilder, Oleksandr Usyk, who made the jump from cruiserweight, and others who find themselves outmatched physically against the larger heavyweights. It could also provide more opportunities for smaller heavyweights to claim titles without having to bulk up to unhealthy sizes or face significant disadvantages in reach and weight. The skepticism and backlash. However, not everyone is convinced of the need for a Bridgerweight division. Critics argue that the existing cruiserweight division, which tops out at 200 pounds, already serves as a natural buffer between light heavyweight and heavyweight. Adding a new division between cruiserweight and heavyweight could dilute the value of these divisions, fragmenting competition and creating more paper champions, which in turn leads to higher sanctioning fees for organizations like the WBC. Many fans and journalists are cynical about Bridgerweight, viewing it as another way for sanctioning bodies to collect fees from more title fights without necessarily improving the sport. Boxing, after all, already suffers from too many belts, with multiple versions of world champions in every weight class across different organizations. The addition of Bridgerweight only adds to this confusion. Prominent voices in the boxing world have shared mixed opinions. Renowned boxing journalist Steve Kim criticized the creation of Bridgerweight, claiming it muddles the already crowded landscape of weight classes. Meanwhile, some fighters, including smaller heavyweights, have expressed interest in the division as an alternative to facing much larger opponents. Fan reactions. Boxing fans, known for their passionate opinions, are equally divided. On social media platforms like Twitter and Reddit, there is a clear split between those who see Bridgerweight as unnecessary and those who believe it has merit. Many fans see the creation of Bridgerweight as a cash grab by the WBC. They argue that if fighters are good enough, they will rise through the ranks, regardless of weight disparity. Others, however, recognize the difficulty smaller heavyweights face when going up against giants like Fury and Joshua and are open to the idea of a more level playing field. One fan, responding to the news of Wilder potentially fighting for the Bridgerweight title, commented, "If Wilder can't handle the big boys at heavyweight, he should just drop to cruiser. No need for another division." Meanwhile, another fan saw merit in the division, saying, "It's not fair for guys like Wilder to go up against these 270-pound monsters. Bridgerweight could even the playing field. Profit or protection?" The Bridgerweight division has sparked a necessary conversation about the evolution of heavyweight boxing. While there is a legitimate case to be made for creating a more even playing field between small and large heavyweights, the introduction of another division comes with its downsides. Ultimately, the motives behind Bridgerweight remain suspect to many, with accusations that the WBC is more interested in generating profits than ensuring the safety and fairness of the sport. The news of Deontay Wilder, once the face of heavyweight boxing, being offered a shot at the Bridgerweight title only adds fuel to this debate. Whether or not Bridgerweight will gain widespread acceptance remains to be seen. However, it is clear that boxing, already criticized for its complex and often fractured weight classes, must tread carefully. If Bridgerweight becomes a vehicle for exciting, competitive matchups, it could thrive. But if it's seen as a quick cash grab by the WBC, it may struggle to gain legitimacy in the eyes of fans and fighters alike. In the end, boxing purists will watch closely to see if the division proves its worth or if it fades into obscurity as another failed experiment.